Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Pennsylvania SNAP recipients should get their full November benefits by the end of this week. That's what the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services says. The department has restarted issuing full payments for the month after the longest government shutdown in U.S. history came to an end Wednesday night. DHS Secretary Val Arcouche expressed her gratitude to food banks, pantries, and charitable Pennsylvanians. She also urges those who are able to continue to support those causes, saying while the federal government has resumed operations, the effects of the shutdown will last. The Liberty Bell Center on Independence Mall was open to visitors for the first time since the government shutdown. However, the building where the Liberty Bell once hung remains closed. Comprehensive interior work is being done to Independence Hall to prepare the site for the 250th anniversary of America. Unionized Starbucks workers began striking today in Philly, along with baristas across the country. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us the demonstration is called the Red Cup Rebellion.
What will you choose to do?
Fight!
And when we fight,
we win!
When we fight,
we win!
Thursday marked the day Starbucks gives out free red cups to customers, and the increased traffic is what pushed baristas represented by Workers United to picket. Sebastian Maris is a barista at 16th and Walnut who spoke to the dozens gathered outside City Hall.
This is solidarity. This is the only thing that will save working people from the crushing weight of corporate greed.
The union says it's filed hundreds of unfair labor practice charges that have yet to be resolved. Some allege bad faith negotiating, others take issue with unilateral policy changes such as a new dress code or denial of free water and bathroom access to non-paying customers. Tony Schultz works at a Chestnut Hill Starbucks and says employees are also fighting for higher wages and better staffing.
Laborers are the driving force of production. We deserve our share in the profits. We bring exorbitantly wealthy people who can never dream of spending all the money we make them.
A Starbucks spokesperson says in a statement the company wants to resume contract negotiations and is disappointed in the union's decision to strike. They add that less than 1% of Starbucks coffee houses were impacted by the strike. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Drivers beware. The 60-day warning period for the new speed cameras on Broad Street ended at midnight. Now tickets will be mailed straight to offenders. Speed cameras are positioned at 15 locations along North and South Broad Street, stretching from Old York Road to the sports complex in South Philly. The speed limit on Broad Street is 25 miles an hour. If you're caught going 11 miles per hour or more over that, you'll get hit with a $100 fine. That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.